It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it toward Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am your host, Colbert. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. It is January 12th of 2023. Big show lined up today. You're going, yeah, Cole, you say that every day. Well, you're listening. So you got to believe me a little bit, at least a little bit. No, I'm going to deliver on that promise. Details forthcoming here in just a little bit, but first things first, thank you. Thank you for being here. And no matter how you're tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. You can get the latest Waterloo Blackhawks minute there. If you go to our Twitter feed or our Facebook right now, and the Hawks are at the mathematical midway point of the USHL season, and that is a part, the main focus of today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute. Crazy to think that that crept up on me, to say the least. So Hawks looking pretty good this year, so hopefully a deep postseason run is in the works for them, but yeah, follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like that Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set there on the Zuck Machine. Make sure you bookmark the website. That's not only where you get the stream, it's where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content, including tonight's Metro Boys and Girls Wrestling matchups. I got those sitting right here. If you haven't seen them or heard them yet today, we will get to them here in just a few short moments as we lead off the show, as always, with area sports news and scores. If you want to join in with any questions or comments, you can dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show, by all means, fire away. No, I might read your email on the show, though. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. As I mentioned, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments, like always, to lead it off. After we're done there, we'll get you a CBS Sports Flash during the first timeout, as well as a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast for the rest of this frigid Thursday. We'll come back from that first timeout, and UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson is scheduled to join the show. Coach Jake is coaching the hottest team in the Missouri Valley Conference right now. The longest win streak, sans his Panthers, is two games. Well, his Panthers are on a four-game winning streak, and there's been a lot of positive developments so far with his young and largely inexperienced team that, of course, has gained a good amount of experience now, 17 games into this season of theirs. So very much looking forward to Coach Jacobson joining the show here in the second segment. And you've got about 10 minutes time to send some questions along. That's why the email address is there, among many other reasons. I'll give it to you again, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. If you have any questions you'd like me to ask Coach Jake, by all means, get on the old iPad or the laptop or fire up the email on the phone and pass them along. And we'll get him to Coach Jake here in the next segment when he's kind enough to join us. After we're done talking Panther men's basketball with Coach Jake in the next segment, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break, and we'll keep talking hoop. We'll go from talking college hoops to high school hoops as Scott Kiburis, Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach, is scheduled to join the show. Don't look now, but the Rebels, 11-0 overall, 3-0 in the West Division of the North Iowa Cedar League, and they are looking to do big, big things this season. And so Coach Kiburis will join us and tell us about his very talented team that, of course, has been on one heck of a run here to begin their 2022-23 season. So looking forward to that as well today on the show. After we're done talking Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball with Coach Kiburis, we'll take our final timeout. That's when you'll get an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time on this Thursday and wrap up the show. A couple things to get to here at the Open before we dive into area sports news and scores. In case you missed it earlier today, this was before noon. It was either late in the 10 o'clock or sometime in the 11 o'clock hour, it was announced that my Chicago Bears have replaced their outgoing retiring team president, Ted Phillips. See you later, sweaty Teddy, with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. Yes, that Kevin Warren, who has orchestrated these incredibly rich television deals, has brought UCLA and USC into the Big Ten, among others. That Kevin Warren is going to be the Chicago Bears. He is the Chicago Bears' new team president and CEO. And in case you did not know this about Kevin Warren, your now former Big Ten commissioner, before he had that role, he was the COO of the Minnesota Vikings. And the key point here being, at the time when the Vikings were putting together the plans to build U.S. Bank Stadium, their new, I think we can still call it new, state-of-the-art stadium there in downtown Minneapolis. And I think there's a decent amount of you out there that are aware of this. The Bears have a purchase contract that are a couple T's and dotted I's away from giving them a vast expanse of land in Arlington Heights, a suburb of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, north-northwest of downtown. And they by all means, could build an absolute just epic stadium there that can host Final Fours, that can host Super Bowls, you know, so on and so forth, the whole gamut. And Kevin Warren's experience with the Minnesota Vikings when it comes to U.S. Bank Stadium as COO has positioned him, along with everything that he's obviously accomplished as Big Ten commissioner, to be in line for a role like this as team president of one of the NFL's 32 teams. So I'm pretty optimistic about this hiring for my Bears, and it can't be any worse than Ted Phillips was, because he stunk. And there are a lot of other people that played a role in that, in fairness to Ted Phillips. But that being said, things are a lot of change right now for my Chicago Bears. And let's circle back here in 5 years, and maybe they won't be regarded as a bottom 10 franchise in the NFL, because that's not where the Bears should be. They're a charter franchise in the NFL, and the McCaskies need to figure this out. And it seems like maybe they are. Also, last night, did you see this? Iowa women's basketball gets a win over Northwestern. That's not the did you see this part. But Caitlin Clark, Iowa's outstanding All-American guard, was issued a technical in that win over Northwestern for saying, "damn it," after missing a shot. I kid you not. I can say it on the air. The FCC is not going to come running after us, or me and or me specifically. But Caitlin Clark got a technical. David Eicholt, our great friend of the show from HawkeyeInsider.com, had it, among others. But that Caitlin Clark misses a shot against Northwestern, says "damn it," and gets a technical. And this doesn't help the good referees out there at all. And there's a lot of them. But the turds out there that, you know, want to make it about them, want to make it the ref show, they do things of this nature. And here's Caitlin Clark talking about receiving a technical for saying damn it after missing a shot in their win against Northwestern.
Caitlin, was the technical just a verbal thing?
Yeah, to myself. Kind of frustrating, but, you know, that's just how things go sometimes. And, you know, I think women's basketball, you know, people need to play with passion. People need to play with that fire. That's what it's about. That's who I am. And I'm sure that ref has reffed me quite a few times. He knows what I am. And I think Chrissy Winter Scott said it really, really well last year on TV. Like, that passion, that fire that she plays with, that's what draws people to the game. That's what draws people to our team. We're excited. We're fun. We're competitive. That's why women's basketball is great. That's how the game's going to grow. So, obviously, a frustrating call. Wasn't to him. Wasn't to the other team. But, you know, that's how things go sometimes. And, you know, I'm lucky that I have teammates and coaches that have my back. But all you can do is respond and keep playing, and that's exactly what I did. So,
well spoken by Caitlin Clark there in response to that question from a just completely ridiculous technical that she got in that game last night. All right, let's dive in here. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. Tonight in Metro Boys Wrestling, Waterloo West has a duel at Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Waterloo Columbus is competing in a double duel at Dyke, New Hartford, against the Wolverines and East Marshall. Meanwhile, in girls wrestling, Cedar Falls and Waterloo West are among 11 schools involved at the Cascade Invitational. Meanwhile, Waterloo East is hosting a girl-boy double duel with Ottumwa and Mason City. Also this evening in Metro Boys Swimming, the Waterloo swim team plays host to Cedar Falls. The 15th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team returned to the winning column with a 67-56 victory over Kansas State last night. You heard that game right here on The Fan. Four Cyclones scored 14 points as Iowa State took their fifth straight victory over the Wildcats. Emily Ryan just missed a triple-double, had 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. Cyclones are now 11-3 overall and 3-1 in the Big 12. Meanwhile, UNI women's basketball rallied for a dramatic last-second win, 70-69 at Drake last night. Maya McDermott hit a floater with 3/10 of a second left for that win. UNI was trailing 57-50 going into the fourth quarter. McDermott led the Panthers with 19 points. Grace Buffelli added 11 points and 11 rebounds. UNI women's basketball now 9-5 overall and remains tied for first place in the Missouri Valley at 4-1. 12th-ranked Iowa women's basketball got that win over Northwestern last night, 93-64. Hawks shot 59% from the field. Caitlin Clark just missed a triple-double, 20 points, 14 assists, and 9 rebounds. The Wartburg basketball teams were at Co. last night. The Knights women's team extended its winning streak to 5 with a 78-58 win. They are now 11-4 overall, sit atop the American Rivers Conference at 6-0. Co. outscored the Knights in the men's game 94-84. The Wartburg men now 5-10 overall, 2-4 in the arc. The Iowa men's basketball team returns home tonight, hosting Michigan at 6. It's the only regular season meeting between the two schools. The Hawkeyes are 2-3 in the Big Ten entering tonight's game. The Wolverines are 3-1. And finally, Iowa senior Spencer Lee has been named the Big Ten Co-Wrestler of the Week. It's Lee's fifth career weekly honor. He earned the distinction after recording two first-period falls last week in dual victories over Illinois and Purdue. They were Lee's second and third consecutive pins this season, moving his record to 7-0 with 7 bonus point victories. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson joins us. Coach Jake, up next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Now that song I remember. The NFL has chosen Mercedes-Benz Stadium as the neutral site for the AFC Championship should the conference come down to the Chiefs and Bills. Derek Carr is 31 and should have some good years left to contribute for some NFL team. It won't be the Raiders if the two sides are parting ways after 9 years. Carr signed an extension last year, but the cap hit under $6 million if he's released 3 days before the Super Bowl. He penned a goodbye letter to Raider fans on social media today. The Bears have named Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren as their new president. The Mavericks used a 7-game winning streak to vault up the Western Conference standings, but have since dropped 3 of 4 and are currently 5th, tied with the Sacramento Kings. Dallas continues its 5-game road trip tonight against the Lakers in L.A. after opening with back-to-back losses. The Lakers are coming off a loss that halted a 5-game winning streak. The Nets host the Eastern Conference leading Celtics as they begin life without Kevin Durant for the next couple of weeks. He's out with a sprained knee and missed 21 games last year with the same injury. The Nets went 5-16 in that stretch. However, Kyrie Irving was only in the lineup part-time last year. Now he is back full-time. I'm Rich Eckert.
This is Zach Gelb. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158. Or listen to us on your local affiliate. Find your station at audacy.com/stations.
CBS Sports Radio.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Fester has been a nickname since I was a kid. It only seemed fitting when Katie and I expanded our business to add a bar to call it Fester's Pub. I'm Dan Corbett, and I'd like to invite you to our bar, Kitty Corner from Lincoln Park on 4th Street in downtown Waterloo. We're a place for friends to hang out, enjoy drinks, and chill. We feature 350 tallboys, $2 Kill the Keg Busch Light draws, and $1 off mixed drinks during happy hour. We're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, so come on down. Fester's Pub, downtown Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Saturday, the first two games of the wild card round in the NFC. The Seahawks going on the road to face the 49ers. Seattle, a 9.5-point road favorite. In the AFC, the Jaguars, a 2-point underdog at home against the Chargers. Sunday, the Dolphins plus 13 at the Bills. The Giants, a 3-point dog at the Vikings. And the Ravens plus 8.5 at the Bengals. Then on Sunday night, the Cowboys minus 2.5 on the road against the Bucks. College basketball tonight, Iowa hosting Michigan. The Hawkeyes 10-6 and looking to eat. Even their conference record at 3-3, they're a 4.5-point favorite, 154.5 the total. NHL tonight, the Blackhawks, a plus 260 money line underdog at home against the Avalanche at minus 326 the total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 15. Dry and turning much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 22.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Oh yeah, this ought to be fun. And if you've been going to the UNI men's basketball games lately, I don't know how you wouldn't have been having fun watching UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson's team. They're on a 4-game winning streak, and Coach Jake joins us now on this Thursday edition of the show. Coach, like I mentioned, 4-game winning streak. Looking at the Missouri Valley standings, you've got the hottest team right now in the league. Got to feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels good to see the guys playing the way they're playing, Cole. That's, the standings, the numbers, those are, you know, those things, you know, they matter, they're important, and that's, you certainly, we all know, right, you're playing the game. When you throw that ball up, you're playing to win the ball game. But, you know, it's just not something we talk about much, right, when it comes to either our record or, hey, we got to win this game, or, man, this is a big game. Like, those just aren't things we talk about. Now, that, as we all know, where you're at in the standings, and you win a game or you don't win a game, it's a direct result of your preparation, and that's what's been so fun. Like these guys have done such a good job, Cole, of two things. One, the preparation's been really good, and they've gotten better at it, better at taking a scouting report to the game floor and really making it work. And then two, the other thing they've done, Cole, they have played their tails off, and that's from opening tip of game one to, you know, the other two nights ago against Murray. Like we haven't, you know, we've been all over the place, right? Sometimes we've played really good and sometimes we haven't.
Yeah.
But they have played their tails off the whole time. So it's been fun.
Coming off that 75-67 win over Murray State where he had an 18-0 run late in the game to come back and win that one. But, Coach Jake, I wanted to ask you today because with respect to your teams of the last couple of seasons, this team, they're quite a bit different. You know, both have incredible strengths to their own rights, but this team is certainly quite a bit different than the teams of the past couple seasons. I think it's been, gosh, maybe 9-10 years now. I've got grays in my hair now. This is how long I've been covering your program. And I was thinking this afternoon, like, is there any team that you've been able to point to in your 17-year tenure where you go, man, I kind of feel like maybe we're kind of like that team? Because, I mean, you're particularly young with this group.
Yeah, that's kind of where my mind was going, Cole, is this team is. This is it's got to be the youngest team we've put out there. You know, from a game experience standpoint, if you go back to Wyatt Lohaus's senior year, we had a relatively inexperienced group, and we didn't play good until late in the year, and then Wyatt really got us on a roll. Like, he was playing great. A.J. had really turned the corner, and like from mid-January until through the conference tournament, you know, he really turned it on and was playing great, but he was a freshman at the time. And then Trey Burhauer, if I'm remembering right, I think Trey was in his first year that year, and he had been playing well for a while. Anyway, right, from a game experience standpoint, that team was real young. I don't know that we've had a team with this little game experience. But I can tell you, you know, in just a lot of it goes back to, you mentioned that 18-0 run. Like, you know, we were playing pretty good basketball against Murray State on Tuesday night, and felt like, you know, that early in that second half we were going to have an opportunity to maybe get ahead a little bit. But Murray went on that, you know, Perry went on that 13-0 run by himself. All of a sudden you find yourself down 9, and so, you know, what do you do, you know, as a team? And I think that this team has learned a lot about that there are going to be different times throughout the basketball game where you're going to have to plant your feet and hold your ground, and you're going to have to punch back a little bit, and this group's learned a lot about that. And so, I don't know if there's a comparison yet with this group. They're just we're young in terms of game minutes. We're young in terms of experience, but there are a couple things that they're doing that have allowed us to get a lot better.
Yeah, fair enough. When you mention punching back in these recent games, and that's a lot of what league play is about, whether it's the Missouri Valley or any other conference across the country, I think about Landon Wolf being one of those guys that have delivered some of those punches lately. The former Cedar Falls Tiger gets 15 points in that win on Tuesday night. Man, he had a stretch there. You go back a couple weeks, Coach Jake, where the ball just wasn't going through the hoop for him. Was there at any point where, you know, you or Coach Tutt or somebody puts your arm around him, or do you just kind of trust in his work and let him continue to do his thing, just believing that, hey, this tide's going to turn for him?
Yeah, you know, with Landon, it was a little bit of both. You know, he's always put in a lot of time, and he is a high-level shooter. And so, there wasn't, you know, as it's been, and then you mentioned it again, you know, tonight, Corey, you've been around our program a long time, and with Landon, as it's been with other guys on our team, like, as long as you're putting in the time and you're putting in the work, you've got the green light to go out and play your game. And for some guys, that means taking a lot of threes. For some guys, that means taking some threes. You know, some guys are going to, you know, their game is suited different. But whatever that means, as long as you're putting in the time and you're working at it, you know, you've always got the green light. And that's been the case with Landon. You know, he's always put in time. He's always worked hard. But he was struggling a little bit. And so we sat down, talked a little bit. He sat down with Tut and had a good talk. And And then he just went right back to work. And that's what you like to see with your guys. Like, that's where I'm most proud of Landon right now. I mean, that was a big performance against Murray. And that's three games in a row where he's had a real impact on the game and on the outcome. But I'm most proud of him that he didn't put his head in the sand. You know, because you can, if you aren't playing as good, you know, you can really get back to work and dig in and maybe find some ways to work even just a little bit harder to help yourself get going. And that's what Landon did.
UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Panthers go to Belmont this Saturday, one of the three new Missouri Valley Conference members. We'll talk about that game with Coach here in just a little bit. But one last thing coming out of the win over Murray State on Tuesday night, Coach Jake, Titan Anderson gets his eighth double-double of the season. It included a McLeod Center record, 18 rebounds. You know, I think about some of the best rebounders I've seen on your teams. Tywan Pickford comes to mind. Go back as far as maybe like an Eric Coleman or a Grant Stout. But, man, just the way that Titan does it, and I was talking with Coach Lehman about this yesterday. He's got forward size, but he's got a lot of guard athleticism to him. And kind of that quick twitch guard athleticism, combine it with the 6'6", 6'7", frame, it just makes for one special rebounder for sure. I mean, is that something you guys picked up on recruiting Titan? I mean, did you ever dream this up?
Yeah, you know, the things you mentioned are really important. In his doing what he is doing right now, the double-doubles he's got, the 18 rebounds the other night. You talked about two of the really important things that have to really have to be there if you're going to do what he's doing right now, Cole. And then the one I would add to it, and, you know, we feel like is the most important one, is just what he's got inside him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a competitive nature. He's got a strong will. He's going to bring it. Like, you know, when we offered Titan, had a chance to see him play enough and get a good evaluation in terms of what he was doing, on the court. You know, we made the offer and went with it because of who he is as a young guy and how competitive he is. And you saw it when he was playing in high school, and you saw it when he was playing his AAU games. Like, he wasn't, there wasn't any challenge that he was going to shy away from, and he's continued to do that for us. And that's what we feel like has allowed him to really, really step forward right now and lead our team, and why he is, he's super active. But it's the competitive, it's a competitive fight he's got, and we're fortunate that he's doing it for us. Cause it's a real skill and a real talent to play as hard as he does and to get as much done as he's getting done.
Now that you've got 17, plus some exhibition games under your belt here, seven league games, not too far away from the midway point of Missouri Valley Conference play. Good sample size in both respects. So as you look at the body of work from your team, Coach Jake, I know you're focused on a number of things. Is there any, one or two things that you've spoken to your staff and your team about and go, guys, if we level up, with regard to this or with regard to that, we're going to be that much more hard to play against here down the stretch.
Yeah, the one that we've pushed at the offensive end of the floor, Cole, is playing with pace and playing in the open floor, playing in transition. And we've seen it over the last three or four basketball games. The ball is getting thrown ahead more. It's getting thrown across the floor a little bit more, and that's putting some real pressure on the other team. And that one is one that we have pushed, maybe in particular over the last, Illinois State is where it really showed up, and we've talked about it all year. It's an area that we feel like we want to be good at, we need to be good at, but Illinois State, we were able to get some things done in transition, and so we really pushed that with the guys to see if we can't, even do more in the way of early opportunities. And then the other one I would say is, defensively, our numbers, when you look at our points per possession that we're scoring, that's gotten a little bit better. We've become more efficient. But the defensive end, the numbers are getting better, Cole.
Yeah.
And that I think it mostly is a result of how hard these guys play. And as we have played games, they've had opportunities to get out there and compete. You know, now you've got some film to watch, and now the scouting report makes a little more sense to you. So we're doing some things scheme-wise, you know, better. Guys are – their positioning has gotten better. Their rotations have gotten to be more on time. Like, the things that make up a good defense have continued to get better. And I think it's the two things we're talking about, right? Because we have played some games, but also we play so hard. And that's allowed us to get better defense.
Just a couple more minutes here with UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. Coach, you bring up defense. We got to bring up another former Cedar Falls Tiger, Trey Campbell. He got the assignment late in that game against Murray on Rob Perry, and I thought he did a really good job. I mean, it'd be easy to look at the box score and see 2 points on a pair of free throws, but those were part of icing the game late. You know, didn't shoot it too well during the game, but then, you know, helps ice the game with 2 free throws, and what he did on Rob Perry, I mean, that speaks volumes to how you can't judge a player off a box score.
Yeah, and he's been really good defensively for us, Cole. And that's good at times in high school, but it wasn't something that he had to do every minute of every game, right? He was able to need him on the floor like you do. You know, most teams need their best guys on the floor in high school, and you saw flashes of it, you know, in high school. And the thing about him is he's got a really good competitive nature and a really high level of I'm gonna take care of business and I'm gonna do what I got to do to help our team play well. You know, he's really got that inside him, and that's continued to come out more and more as he's gained a little bit of playing experience at this level. But he's always had that, and he's taken that. The point guard at South Florida, you know, really was having a good game, and Trey did a good job with him. There's been some other good players that Trey's been on, and he's defended them well. But the best one to this point is the one you mentioned, Cole. Like, the ability to – because Perry was – I mean, he was rolling, right? He's on a 13-0 run.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, he starts that run, of course, with – he's got a 2-on-1, maybe a 3-on-1, right? And he takes a 3 from right in front of Coach Brohm with nobody near him. And, you know, you don't see that very often. And, you know, so, you know, you're thinking, man, that's – kind of like that. You know, a guy pulling up for 3 with nobody on him on a 3-on-1. I like that.
Yeah.
And then the other part is, you know, you really hope he doesn't make it, because that can get a guy going. And, you know, he nets it, and then he's rolling, and 13-0 run. They're up 9. And Trey goes in, and, man, he was terrific. You know, he made him put it on the floor, and he was able to stay in front of him. Got to a good contest when Perry got to his pull-up jumper. He did, man. He's done a good job defensively, and he did a great job on Perry.
Coach, let's wrap it up here with a look ahead at your next opponent, Belmont. As I mentioned, one of the 3 new members of the Missouri Valley Conference. They've got the second-ranked offense in the Valley. They shoot the heck out of the 3-ball. So what can you tell us in terms of how you're going to be challenged by the Bruins?
Yeah, their passing and shooting is just, they do it at a high level. You know, multiple guys that handle the ball, multiple guys that pass the ball, and they've got a number of guys. You know, the couple guys stick out. You know, they've got a guy shooting right out 50% from 3, and he's taking a ton of them. Shepard is going to be an all conference guy, you know, for sure in the league. Gets a lot done. And then they've got a really good freshman that's making 3s and got some versatility. They've got good depth. You know, they're playing 9 or 10 guys, Cole. So, they've got some experienced guys that are coming in off their bench. And mm-hmm. So I just, you know, the challenge is you watch them on film, you know, where they put so much pressure on you with their offense, because their 2-point percentage is really good. But then they rack them up on you with those 3 points, and they get to both because their ball handling and passing is so good. So you got multiple guys that can handle it and pass it. It just puts a lot of pressure on you. So, we're working through that today at practice. You know, it's a lot of film work. There's a lot to have to defend, you know, because of they've got multiple guys that handle the ball, pass the ball, and it's on it. So that'll be a real challenge. And then you're on the road at their place. You know, we know that where we've been good, and we talked about it tonight, you know, we want to play in transition. So we want the game to be going up and down.
Yeah.
That feeds into their game a little bit, right? Especially for them on their home court. They want to play it up and down, and they want to get that thing going and zipping it around. And we're going to go in and do our thing. And see if we can't get some things going in transition. But it's going to be a fun game, right? They've got a very good team, and they'll just challenge you with that skill level.
Yeah, I think a lot of Valley fans are looking forward to the matchup on Saturday. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Always great to catch up with you. Safe travels to Belmont, all right?
Okay, thanks, Cole.
Thank you. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Went a little long with Coach Jake there, so let's get right to this next timeout. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim. On the other side, we're going to keep talking hoops. Gladbrook Rhinebeck basketball coach Scott Kaburis joins us. Tell us about that Rebel Boys basketball team that sits at 11-0 so far this season. That's next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Hawkeyes bid for their third straight win tonight by hosting Michigan. The Hawks are 2-3 in conference play after wins over Indiana and Rutgers. Michigan is 3-1. Balance has been a key to Iowa State's 4-0 start in Big 12 play. The 14th-ranked Cyclones are shooting 49% from the field and 43% from three-point range, and will visit number 2 Kansas Saturday in a battle of unbeatens.
Overall, we really try to preach that, play our team defense, do what our team does, and then night in and night out, however the offense comes, we'll take it.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. After 3 years at the helm, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren has resigned to become the president and CEO of the Chicago Bears. And Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell is trying to address the shortcomings at special teams. He's named Jordan Langs the Cyclones running backs coach and special teams coordinator. This is Radio Iowa.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Tour the Cedar Valley Sportsplex today and see everything the largest fitness facility in the Cedar Valley has, including 2 regulation-sized basketball courts, 4 cross courts, a 30,000-square-foot field house, a huge pool with a water slide, a walking running track, cardio and weight training equipment, kids' indoor playground, and more. Membership gives you access to it all. Now through February 28th, holiday membership specials help you save on annual or month-to-month membership. Visit cbsportsplex.org to learn more. The Cedar Valley Sportsplex, downtown Waterloo, where active lifestyles take shape.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach MindLinks. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking about Action Coach MindLinks to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, tune into a full Zach Gelb show tonight from 6 to 9. We got plenty of business to take care of here, though, before the top of the hour. We're continuing to talk basketball on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company, and we're joined now by Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis. The Rebels are off to an 11-0 start to their season. They're 3-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League West Division. Coach Kiburis, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it.
Hey, pleasure's all mine. Looking forward to learning more about your team. First things first, you're coming off of a dominant win at Waterloo Columbus on Tuesday night. Looking back on that win, maybe having the chance to look at the film, what did you like most from your Rebels in that win over the Sailors?
Well, we had two games. We had played Columbus on Tuesday, and we played Sumner Fred on Monday back-to-back, and both games are kind of similar. Tight first half. Both Columbus and Sumner Fred hit some threes in the first half, and we went to halftime of the game pretty close. We just opened up in the second half, wanted to focus on playing good half-court defense and then get some offensive transition. So on Tuesday against Columbus, we were able to get out in transition and get into the lane, where William Kiburis, our point guard, was able to knock down a couple threes, get to the basket for a couple and ones, and then kick it to Luke Riffey, Isaac Clark, and Caleb Egasol, our perimeter shooters, to knock out some shots.
Coach, you're 11 games into the season, like I mentioned. Obviously not a blemish yet on the record. So as you kind of go through that body of work from your team with a fine-tooth comb, what's become the hallmarks of this team, or the tent poles, if you will, when the Rebels are playing their best basketball? You know, what's the two or three things you guys are hanging your hats on?
When we're playing our best, we're playing a solid half-court defense. We really focused and kind of turned into a man defensive team, sometimes full court, sometimes half court, trying to limit teams to one shot. And then on offense, we really pride ourselves in shot selection and getting a good shot. We have some perimeter shooters on our team. We have transferred into losing pretty good an all-conference center last year, interested in Sanford Anders, and mm-hmm. we filled the void with two players that have come off the bench last year, and Drew Eilers, who's done an excellent job in rebounding and scoring on inside, and Luke Sicknick backing him up when he's out of the game. Luke has done a really good job at putting in two or three baskets per game, and between the two of them, they're kind of filling the role that we needed from last year.
Coach Kiburis, when you mention your offense performing its best when you're really hunting for not a good shot but a great shot, it makes me think about the shot clock, you know, being in play this year. Obviously, there's no trepidation with hunting that great shot out with the guys that you have. I mean, can you just speak to, you know, what you thought going into this season in terms of the shot clock and how to coach with it, and then just how it's played out, what your impressions are now having played with it?
To be honest with you, I've actually enjoyed having it. I wasn't sure about it going into the season, but to be honest, we've had comfortable leads in most of our games, and so it hasn't come down to that fourth quarter of, you know, trying to figure out if you're up by 3 or 4 points how much you should use the shot clock compared to getting the quality shot. So we've kind of played it out of just trying to always get our quality shots. We have a lot of we played some good teams at the beginning of the year, but we play a lot of good teams here in the second half of the season where games are going to be tight and going to have to make decisions. It's really nice on the defensive end when you can sit down and play good, solid defense for 30 seconds and know that you've run them down to having to take a shot maybe they didn't want to take. So I really liked it on that end, on the defensive end.
Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Let's talk about William. You mentioned him earlier, having a couple good games on Monday and Tuesday night, averaging just shy of 25 points per game this season. You've mentioned a number of other players that have made major contributions to what's been a great season so far, but just talk to us a little bit about what William's done to be able to produce like he has so far this season, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, William, this is his fourth year starting as a point guard, and, you know, each year he's brought something a little bit different to his game. This year he's shooting the ball very well at a high percentage, trying to create shots. He wants a good shot. He's you know, have the ability to pass up some maybe open three-point shots to try to drive in and try to attack the basket or get somebody else a shot on the inside, and he's been very good at that. He does control the ball a lot on our end. But we've had lots of times in games where the first quarter's gone by and he's only taken maybe one shot, but we're up there, we're doing a good job, and then all of a sudden there's just, in the second, third quarter, there's an opportunity, a period of time where he can take over three or four possessions and get us that healthy lead that we want, whether it's scoring or distributing the basketball.
And how about Caleb Agastal, another senior who's just been such a big part of all this? What does he bring to the table that complements what William's done so far?
Yeah, Caleb is, he's been a three-year starter, but played a lot as a freshman on our varsity team and has a lot of, just a bunch of experience. You know, prior to this season, he was relying a lot on, the three-point shot, and we still want him to take three-point shots, but he's added driving to the basket, making great cuts to either get a cut off of a pass from William or one of the other players to score, and he's driven a couple times to the basket, so he's turned himself into a more complete offensive player, and he's always been a solid defender for us. Runs the floor real well and has just great hands. He's a receiver in football and catches everything. Well, he catches everything and sometimes passes that you don't think he'll be able to catch, and then he's able to distribute it for a basket for someone else. And so Caleb has done an outstanding job for us.
You touched on it a little bit earlier, but you're going, about four deep or so off of the bench, and any good basketball team at the high school level in this state, you got to get contributions off your bench. Doesn't necessarily always need to mean that the ball's going through the basket for those guys, but just bringing energy, bringing defense. What can you tell us about that group?
Yeah, Isaac Clark starts for us, and he's done a good job of playing defense, scoring for us, distributing as another point guard on the floor. But our guys off the bench, Austin Vavrick is a junior. Does an outstanding job. The last few games he hasn't had opportunities to shoot, but he just plays great defense. And early in the season he had more opportunity to shoot the basketball and scored for us. Luke Sink, I think I've already mentioned, as a backup center, is just not, when Drew's not in the game, he's coming in doing a good job. Hudson Clark has done a really good job for us as a freshman. He played probably more on JV than he has on varsity because we have a lot of older kids on the varsity, but he's a great defender and a good athlete as a freshman. And so we've had, those eight guys right there have contributed quite a bit to our success this season. Michael Boyd is another young player, a sophomore, who can play inside and outside and has done a good job for us too.
A few more minutes here with Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis. Coach, you've got AP, among others, left on your schedule. We've talked before about just how competitive the North Iowa Cedar League is, not only in basketball, but just kind of across the spectrum in all sports, and that's the case again. No surprise, I'm sure, to yourself this winter with what we're seeing in boys basketball in the NICL. So with that in mind, have you seen a big enough sample from your team yet where you've kind of circled the wagons with your staff and been like, man, if in this particular area or that one we show some improvement, we make some improvements, we're going to be that much harder to beat here before the postseason arrives?
Yeah, there's a lot of quality teams in the NICL, and it's a really good conference to play in all sports. We've got Grundy Center tomorrow, and that's our conference rival. They're a young team, exciting team, play really hard, lots of talent, and it's going to be enjoyable to get to play them two games here starting this Friday and then I think 3 weeks from now. Appleton Parkersburg is on the schedule, and obviously Coach Thomas has got them going like they normally get, and they just play hard defense and they're aggressive on the offensive end. So I know we have them up on the schedule too, and we've been able to play Hudson and Jessup and Wapsie Valley, three quality teams, and we were able to get some good victories against them. And then we got South Hardin with another quality conference opponent coming up. So we have a lot of good teams in our conference and a lot of good games coming up.
How about when it comes to those improvements, is there anything that that you're focused on with your team right now as you guys practice?
Yeah, obviously there's all lots of little things that we need to get
sure.
to do. We've got some secondary offenses that we have to sharpen up. Definitely we're working on our full court pressure, when to use it, when not to use it,
mm-hmm.
when to gamble, when not to gamble, and that's something that's always a work in progress. We've taken good shots throughout the season, but we also need to be more consistent on the perimeter, and that's something that we've been, spending a lot of time in the gym getting shots up as we would do every year, but just really focusing on concentrating on wanting to make them and like not being satisfied when we're not shooting real well.
You mentioned Grundy Center tomorrow night, your conference rival. They're 9-2 overall, 3-0 in the NICL. So something's got to give tomorrow night as far as a blemish on someone's record in conference play. A good, young, exciting team, but how are they going to challenge you specifically with what they bring to the table, Coach?
Although those kids are young, they're kind of veterans, and many of them have been on their very successful football teams and baseball teams and track and golf over the last few years. But some of them have played a lot of, like, AAU basketball, and Jalen Kirkpatrick is a sophomore, is now one of the best players in the area, and he can shoot it inside. Take it inside. You can shoot the ball from the outside. They got Braden Wallace, who's a really good scorer from the perimeter. They've also got Tiernan Vokes, who's a good perimeter player, who is also a pretty big kid, handles the ball well and shoots it very well. So they're tall and long, and they present lots of difficulties for us. And it should be a good game tomorrow and a good game 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Coach Kabiris, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. As always, a real pleasure. To learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and I'll make sure to catch up with you again before this season gets too long.
Excellent call. Thanks for having us on. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, Coach. Gladbrook Rhinebeck, boys basketball coach, Scott Kabiris, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Ravens may be flying into their first playoff game Sunday without Lamar Jackson. NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo report the quarterback has an uphill battle to play against the Bengals due to a knee sprain that's kept him out the past five games. Meantime, in Miami, Tua Tagovailoa has already been ruled out by the team Sunday due to a concussion. The Dolphins are preparing to start rookie Skylar Thompson against the Bills. Elsewhere, former Saints head coach Sean Payton is a popular man. The Cardinals and Texans were both given permission to speak with him about their head coach openings. Payton is still under contract with the Saints, who'd likely want significant compensation from any team interested in him. And some wonderful news to report. DeMar Hamlin is going home. The Bills safety was deemed healthy enough to be discharged from a Buffalo hospital Wednesday, just 9 days after suffering a cardiac arrest during the game. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. Brummel Madsen Insurance is a growing business too. That's why they work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give Brummel Madsen Insurance a call today at 266-2644. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. At one point this season, the Miami Dolphins looked like a legit contender in the AFC. But after a slew of injuries to quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, the team lost five of its last six games and barely squeaked into the playoffs. With Tua now officially ruled out for the weekend, Miami is going to have their work cut out for them against the Bills as they're two touchdown underdogs. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are a dangerous duo. However, with Skylar Thompson under center, utilizing the wideout strengths could be difficult for Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins offense. But after a scary season where Tua has had two reported concussions and a possible third unreported head injury, rushing the QB back onto the field would be an awful look for the league that's continued to work on preventing concussions and other head injuries. And although that may be a tough pill for Miami to swallow, messing around with a player's health after a lengthy history of concussions this season would be a major step back for the NFL. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection.
We all drive. Sooner or later, we're going to have to replace our tires. I trust the experts at TireRack.com. For over 40 years, they've been revolutionizing tire buying. Go to TireRack.com/radio and tell them what you drive. They'll show you tires that are a perfect fit. Not sure where to start? Their easy-to-use tire decision guide shows you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Their extensive selection includes Sumitomo High Performance, All-Season, CUV, SUV, and Light Truck tires. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on your home for Cubs baseball, 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Speaking of Cubs baseball, we're just about a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. Got our network broadcast schedule from our affiliate manager about 2 weeks ago, so it's coming. Got to thank UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson and Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis for joining today's show. Great conversations with both of them. You can check it out soon in podcast form if you missed it at 1650thefan.com. Have a great night, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.